So we are nearly there. It is Friday and the big playoff final is on Bank Holiday Monday. Huddersfield Town versus Reading, the chance to get into the top flight, the Premier League. Let's find out how one of my fellow Huddersfield Town fans is feeling. We're joined on the phone by Graham Ellis. Graham, welcome.
Good afternoon, Andy.
How your nerves holding up then, Graham?
They're not so bad, really. I'm not too nervous yet. I'm sure come the day the nerves will kick in, but I just want to go and enjoy it. I think it's it's a rare Wembley appearance anyway, but to be appearing at Wembley for what is possibly the biggest game in our club's history in recent times, anyway, probably in my lifetime, then I just want to enjoy it as much as I can without worrying too much about the result, certainly not until Monday.
I get an impression as well, Graham, that I can't speak for everybody with this, but there are nerves, but they're not, do you know what I mean? They're not overtaking everyone's thoughts. And I wonder if this is because of the calmness that comes from the manager and the fact that when we're in tough situations, we seem to be able to get ourselves through them. Do you think there's an element of that with why everyone's not quite as nervous yet?
Yeah, I do. I think that's got a part to play in it. David Wagner, obviously, he's managed the end of the season incredibly well, really. I know he came in for some criticism for his team selection against Birmingham, but it was kind of obvious, really, even against Fulham, that we knew it were more than likely going to be a playoff position, and the players were, you could tell even then. Never mind looking back in hindsight, you could tell then that we'd sort of taken our foot off the gas a little bit, and we're saving our energies for the playoff campaign. And I think David Wagner's demeanour and the confidence that the players have, and the realism as well. I was listening to a few of them speaking yesterday after the press day, and nobody's taking anything for granted. And I think that sort of echoes through the fan base then as well.
When it comes to the actual game itself, Reading and Town were very even. The two games between the sides ended 1-0 with the home side winning in both the meetings in the league. We play a very similar style. Reading maybe sit back a bit more than Town, but ultimately the structure of the system is pretty similar. I mean, it's really tight as I see it. Talk me through how you see the 90, maybe 120 and maybe penalties going, Graham.
Yeah, I think looking at it realistically, I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, my gut feeling is that we'll win easily, but that's just a heart ruling head, I think. But it would be nice to be in a situation where we've got 10 minutes to go and we know we've won the game more or less, But obviously, that's not true to form really of our season. When we have won games, it tended to be by a single goal, and quite often by a late goal as well. And funnily enough, I was thinking the other day, Casey Palmer's been back in training, and I think Wagner said yesterday that he couldn't rule him out. He may be available for selection. And cast my mind back to the Brentford game when Casey Palmer came on and he said to him, "Go and win the game for me." And imagine what a fairy tale it would be if he could say that to him, go and win promotion for me, Casey. But we'll see. Realistically, it's going to be a very tough game. It's going to be tight. It's so difficult to say who's going to win. I know the bookies have as favourites, but, the playoff final, as we saw last year, Sheffield Wednesday went in as favourites last year and just didn't turn up. So the main thing is that, if we go out and we go out fighting, I don't think anybody's going to be too upset about it.
And Graham, what's your plan for Monday? Are you, like a lot of us, thinking of 7 a.m. or maybe even earlier starts?
We're on the train from direct from Murfield, so 8:30 we've got the train, so it's not too early. Straight down to London, and then we'll probably get the tube across, try and meet up with some town fans around Wembley, I think, and obviously get in the ground pretty early, because obviously with the security, the heightened security after what's happened this week in Manchester, obviously everybody's going to need to be trying to get in quite early and be sensible, not trying to rock up at sort of 2:45 and get in. So, yeah, nice early start, nice steady train journey down. Might partake in a few beverages on route, I suppose, and just enjoy the day. That's the main thing.
Graham, do you know, I think you say it absolutely right. That is the main thing. It is about enjoying it. It's sport at the end of the day, and it's a chance for our beloved town to get to the Premier League. Graham Ellis, Town fan, you're a star. Thank you for joining me, mate.
Thank you very much, Andy. Cheers.